When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, October 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says it'll revisit rules that designate whether workers are classified as employees or independent contractors. The new rules would take into account whether a worker is truly in business by themselves and controls aspects of their employment, like whether they perform managerial duties, how they're supervised, and whether they're able to set prices. If approved, the new rules could make it easier for some gig and contract workers to be covered by federal minimum wage and overtime laws, and could affect millions of workers in healthcare, restaurants, rideshare transportation, and many other industries. The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth is likely to slow next year more than previously expected due to the effects of inflation, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the slowdown in China's economy. Specifically, the IMF says economies representing more than a third of global output will contract next year, while growth will stall in the world's three biggest economies, the U.S., the European Union, and China. And Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a U.S.-brokered deal that would open the way for Israel to export gas to Europe. The deal, which has been in the works for a decade, involves resources along a disputed maritime border and marks a rare instance of economic cooperation between the two countries. It comes as the European Union is searching for new energy sources following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.